Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
Happy Friday, everyone. It's Friday, August 7th, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran. Today, a step-by-step guide to getting unemployment benefits, a pair of women who took to social media to document racist behavior in schools, why infection rates are rising among childcare workers, and a preview of the next episode of our podcast, California City. This has been an extremely stressful time for hundreds of thousands of Californians awaiting checks from the state's unemployment office and millions of others who are now getting less financial assistance. As part of our newsroom series, How to New LA, LAist editor Lisa Brenner offered some practical tips on how to get paid if you find yourself out of work.
Like just about everything else for Angelenos right now, the rules for unemployment have changed, and then they changed again. And now that the extra $600 a week is gone, it's even more crucial that the money people are eligible for, which is now somewhere between $40 and $450 a week, is actually making it to them. EDD said that most of the applicants waiting on payments still hadn't completed some of the necessary steps, and the system can be absurdly difficult to navigate. And if something does go wrong, it is extremely hard, if not impossible, to speak to an actual human and get that resolved quickly. So we put together the guide to help people find the steps a little bit easier and hopefully minimize some of the delays in getting paid. We have everything from like a step-by-step for first-time applicants to troubleshooting existing claims and more and more.
Next, a pair of women are using social media to document racist behavior and call for reforms in their former private high schools. Take-Two's Marina Pena spoke to them, and here's what they had to say.
So we spoke to two young women who started Instagram accounts to amplify issues concerning race. These accounts were from their former high schools, Flintridge Sacred Heart Academy and Marymount High School. On the pages, both girls shared anonymous stories they've received from other alumni and students. These range from encounters with bias, racial slurs, and also feelings of exclusion. Both of the alumni told us that as Black queer women, they can relate to a lot of the stories that were being shared on their pages.
The pandemic has caused more than half of Los Angeles daycare centers to close by April. Among those that stayed open was Centro Alegria, a childcare facility in Boyle Heights run by the nonprofit group Proyecto Pastoral. But despite all of their best efforts to operate safely, five teachers have tested positive for coronavirus in recent weeks. With more on the rising infection rate among childcare workers, here's education reporter Mariana Dale.
There was an outbreak at a center called Proyecto Pastoral in Boyle Heights. They remained open to care for essential worker families through the pandemic. And between late June and mid-July, five teachers were confirmed to have COVID-19. I talked with the nonprofit's executive director, and she says that they followed all the safety guidelines. Staff were wearing masks, kids were kept in small groups, and there was rigorous cleaning. And in a recent inspection, the LA County Department of Public Health had a couple of small suggestions, but concluded that yes, the center had met or even exceeded the guidelines to prevent the spread of COVID-19. According to the agency that licenses childcare, there have been just over 300 cases related to these types of facilities in LA County.
And finally, we're happy to report that Emily Guerin's fascinating podcast, California City, is a hit. She joined us again this week to bring us up to speed on what's happened so far and to give us a preview of what to expect in the next episode.
So this week I did kind of a deep dive on one character in particular. His name is Ken Donnie. He's a former prosecutor for the Federal Trade Commission in the 70s. And back then he kind of helped bring down the company that was fraudulently selling land to tens of thousands of people in California City. He helped a lot of these people get their money back. And so in that way, he's kind of the closest thing to a hero that the story has. Wow, fire truck going by right now, live radio. But the thing about Ken Donnie is that it's actually very difficult to view him this way as kind of a consumer protection hero, because almost two decades later, he went on to kill his wife and he's now in prison, which is where I did all my interviews with him. And he is maybe the most extreme example of something I noticed about almost everyone in the podcast, which is that, you know, victims are often perpetrators, heroes can be villains, and really everyone's nuanced. No one is all bad or all good. And next week on the show, there's another example of that. You'll learn more about the seemingly main victim character, Ben Perez, the one who invested with Silver Saddle Ranch in the first episode. And you'll learn that similar to some of the other characters, it's not as simple as it seems. He's not purely a victim.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at laist.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you on Monday. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.